State Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican nominee, said in March when he announced his candidacy that he wants to bring his concept of getting things done from Tallahassee to Capitol Hill.
In the last 6 years, we have eliminated or substantially revised over 4,000 regulations on the books. We've cut taxes. Meanwhile, in Washington, the major challenges are a result of improper behavior by the Congress.
Speaking to WUWF in June, Democratic nominee Stephen Speck said his biggest challenge is getting out his name and having voters understand that he's a different kind of Democrat.
I'm not a far left person. I am not the kind of person that Republicans can call a gun grabber. I've got a lot of moderate tendencies, but I don't think that we've been getting the best out of our political leaders.
Gaetz and Speck took different paths to their party's nominations. Speck had no primary opposition and advanced to the general election. For Gaetz, it was a fight with seven other Republicans in which he collected 36% of the vote in the primary.
Interestingly, if you compare the outcome of the recent August 30th primary for the Republican Party, it was a bit tighter than the primary when Jeff Miller had entered office.
Brian Williams is a political scientist at the University of West Florida. He says Gaetz likely benefited from the competition by having to refine his stances on certain issues. Another advantage were the campaign signs referring to him as conservative Gaetz.
If you watch, for example, recent candidate forums for the Republican primary, he does stand out as being more conservative. If you look at conservative interest group ratings, Matt Gaetz has impeccable ratings, whereas the runner-up Greg Evers has high ratings, but not quite as high.
Plus, being the son of former state Senate President Don Gaetz probably doesn't hurt either. Gaetz can also use his time in the Florida House of Representatives to further his ideas about how to serve in Washington, D.C.
It gives the candidates a chance to establish a policy stance track record. In the case of Matt Gaetz, he was able to highlight numerous stances he had taken, for example, in opposition to taxes, stances against illegal immigration and for gun rights and other stances that tend to be popular among conservative voters.
While Matt Gaetz has the advantage of holding public office, political newcomer Stephen Speck might be able to offset part of that with his service in the Air Force, which may blunt some disparagement from conservatives. Williams says that wouldn't be surprising given the five military bases and large veteran population in U.S. House District 1.
That sort of gets to the heart of Speck's campaign strategy, which is to take a more moderate position. He's even stated in his campaign that he aims to build consensus and is arguing that there's too much polarization in Congress today and that his overarching objective will be to try to be a consensus builder.
Another question to be answered is how Speck will fare in seeking the now open congressional seat that's been held by Republicans since 1994 by supermajority votes of 60%. Or more.
One has to wonder, well, does he really think that he has a real shot at winning? If you listen to some of the points that he's making on the campaign trail, he emphasizes the need to reach out to independents and more moderate Republicans. To what extent he'll actually be able to do that, I think, is an open question.
Going in, Speck likely knew it would be an uphill battle to win the District 1 election. The online publication Sunshine State News rates the contested House races statewide, and the outlook for District 1 is secure Republican. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.